Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. As always, I got my two OGs with me, K. Scott and Rojo. Rojo and K. Scott, in that order. Rojo, how you doing?
Doing good. Kind of waiting on this NBA Finals. I'm about to finally start watching it. It's been interesting when it's the Nuggets.
Wait, waiting on you. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Nuggets going to win. End of story. Okay, K. Scott. <how you doing?
laughs> Let's cut to the end.
Nuggets, yeah, let's just cut the end. I could have told you that one 2 weeks ago after they blew out the Lakers, man.
I'm trying to get back into the NBA Finals. It's tough with these two teams.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really watching this last couple of games, so
me either.
Yeah, Denver's. I agree, man. Denver's gonna win. This is gonna be. Yeah, they're gonna win.
Yeah, it's that. So how you doing, Kay? Last episode, you told us how you got your nice, like, forever tan going.
Yeah, man.
You're outside a lot lately.
I got a little dark face, and it hurts to touch my face, but you know, I'm feeling good. Luckily, I'm not peeling, so I'm not out here looking like an orange or anything. So
that's good.
I'm doing well.
That Aquaphor.
Yep. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into it. We got another question from a young person here, and as always, we pick the good ones. We put the nuggets, the good nuggets from young people out there submitting questions. And for all you parents listening, I know you're learning. And as we move forward in OG Therapy, we'll be taking more parents from questions. More questions from parents. Just as much as we've been taking questions from teens, but we have so many questions from teens to get through. We just want to knock out as many as we can over the summer. That way, when the school year starts out, teenagers can just binge listen to these episodes because we know that they're going to need this help, especially when school starts again. So, Rojo, you got the question for us today?
Yes, I do. And once again, if any of these questions that we have asked, that we have answered, ring a bell, please share, repost, retweet, find a friend to listen to the podcast, subscribe, do whatever it is that you need to do to make sure that you get this information, because
send it to your friend twice a day if they really need this help. Just keep on sending it to them.
yes, they'll eventually get it, right? So here we go. We're going to go to the question right now. Okay. I have heard of so many motivating methods, but none of them have worked for me. How do I find one that works for me? So, Kaz, I'll let you take this first.
Yeah, good question. I don't know if you guys ever heard before this analogy, motivation is like kindling to a fire. Mm-hmm. It can get it going, but eventually you got to put logs on the fire.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
Like, kindling is the fastest way to get something going, right? So kindling could be like a can of Red Bull. Right.
Yep.
It can give you the energy to be motivated, but we all know that like that could go out really fire if you don't get a good go out really quick if you don't get a good night's sleep, eat healthy, exercise. Like that type of energy has a very short shelf life, right? And so whenever I think of today's generation with social media, there's so many motivation peddlers out there. Yep. So many people pumping motivation and like go, this, that, and this, that. Hey, and sometimes it works. Sometimes people, you know, see a clip or see a meme or see something and they're like, all right, I got this. But I always come back to that motivation as like kindling, meaning like it's a good way to get something started, but without a plan, the kindling is going to burn out. It's like kindling, like the plan is the wood for the fire. The kindling is just the ideas, the excitement. Maybe you had a conversation with someone, maybe listen to a podcast, you saw something on YouTube, whatever, like, yeah, okay, I got it, let's go. Maybe you're motivated to try something that you've been scared of trying, or let's say it's a weight loss diet type of situation, you're like, okay, it's summertime, I'm motivated, I watch this guy on Instagram, I'm gonna get after it now, okay, all right. But if you don't have someone, using that analogy, if you don't have someone to work out with, if you don't have someone to hold accountable, if you don't have a plan, well, then those aren't goals, those are just ideas.
Right.
Those are just hopes and dreams and ideas. So when I hear a question like this from a kid, I feel bad for a lot of kids in today's generation, because they feel like they look online, they look on Twitch, like, man, how come these kids are 15, 16 years old? They're selling merch, they're making money, they're doing this, they're doing that. Man, these kids are hustlers, they're driven, they're such hard workers. But for me, I'm just like, I don't have any motivation. I get burnt out easily, you know, this and that and the other. I think one thing that you don't see behind the screen is obviously there's certain people that have past experiences that may drive them to be great and be amazing. based upon maybe someone told them that they suck. Maybe someone, maybe their motivation came from some hate, right? And then that got them going. Then they found out that they were good at something. But on a positive note, the one thing I found out is that if you are unmotivated, there's a good chance that everyone you're hanging out with or hanging out around is also unmotivated as well. A good plan works really better if you have a good team.
Heck yeah.
So if you got a bunch of haters on your team, everybody's like, if you got a group of friends where you go to the mall and you're sitting around and all you do is people and your friends walk by, and when people walk by, you just think, oh, look at that girl's dress. Oh, look at that guy. Look at that. And they're just like chirping, 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 chirping. Guess what? You will never be motivated to do anything great, because right. The hater aid just seeps in your veins and it just gets inside of you. And next thing you know, you're hating everyone out there, but the real person you hate is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're just distracting all your stuff. And by the way, it's exhausting to have negative energy, to be hateful, to be critical of other people. So if you're lacking motivation, A, you got to make sure that you have some real tangible plan ahead of you to act out. Then you got to make sure that you have people around you that are also doing similar things or into similar things. We all heard that saying, game recognizes game, shame recognizes shame. So if you have someone else in your life that they're like, I want to be better, I want to get good grades, I want to do this, like, you better hang out with those people.
Right.
Right. You can piggyback off of someone else's, if they're a few steps ahead of you and you're kind of in that kindling stage, like, I got the kindling, I got the desire to be in good shape, but I don't really know what to do. We got that one friend, they always go to the gym. It's like, oh, can I go to the gym with you? So to get motivated, you're going to have something written down, have to have a plan, have to have people that you're surrounding yourself that also have those same types of goals and aspirations, because motivation is going to come and go. You guys know that. As fathers, as leaders of anything, man, when you got to motivate other people, it's like, oh gosh, it's hard, but it actually gives you a reason to stay on your game and to stay motivated yourself. But for a young person that's by themselves and doesn't really have close friends, doesn't have anything else going on for them, yeah, it's gonna be really hard to be motivated. So those are the first things I'd say. You know, have a plan, have some people around you that are also trying to enact those things. If you don't have those people, you better create that tribe. Be a part of those clubs, sign up for those teams, sign up for those groups of people, because those people are doing something. If you're sitting around wondering why you don't have motivation, you ain't gonna get motivation from thinking about all the reasons why you don't have motivation.
That's real. That's real. You just got to get going. That's exactly. One of the phrases I used to hear. Just got to get going. And kind of like the analogy you gave a little bit earlier about the kindling and the putting a log on it. It's just like, okay, you go on your phone, you put on Google Maps, your destination, and you just go into your car and just sitting in your car and idle. Like, you just burning gas for no reason, right? At least put your foot on the doggone pedal and move somewhere. At least if you move somewhere, you can be like, okay, let me turn right this time. Let me turn left. But at least you're going in some type of direction. Yeah. And so, like, when it comes to motivation, like you mentioned about the people around you, that's a big part, because, you know, we all want to be, you know, kind of fit into what, you know, our group is, our environment. So if we see everybody else just skyrocketing, we're like, man, I don't want to get left behind too. So that's going to kind of spark something like, man, let me get myself going. Let me figure out what it is that I need to do in order to get better. And so that analogy you gave earlier about, you know, the logs and rekindling, it's true. And then vice versa, if you're the person that needs to go out there and your people are holding you back, and basically you're the tow machine trying to pull everybody, well, you need to be that fire to light them up in them so that y'all can move, you know, forward. And, you know, so you guys can be, you know, growing to your goals, dreams, and aspirations of what you want, and turn it from an idea to something tangible. And that all starts off making a plan and making steps within the plan to get to where you got to get going. That's real.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, I'm going to say it really simple, and this is going to be something that is going to be hard.
Reverend Johnson, here you go.
Reverend Johnson.
Reverend.
Robert L. Johnson.
But this is what I lived by, and this is something that is personal for me, because this is how I have always looked at my life and looked at everything.
Yeah.
Now, for you to find the motivation, and for, like you said, it's hard, and is, you know, as a kid, it's very hard, but I'm going to tell you one thing that you need to know for sure, and this is something that's really important. Is that motivation, there is not a negative, a bad, or a wrong decision when it comes to motivation. And also on the other end, there is not a right this is good, a positive. It's not anything like that when it comes to motivation. It's what motivates you. So it doesn't have to be right to somebody else. Yep. It doesn't have to be right to somebody else. And it does not have to be wrong to somebody else. It's what motivates you. The same way that you wake up in the morning, something is getting you up in the morning. You might not believe that it's some type of motivation, yeah, but something is getting you up in the morning. Something is making you decide to brush your teeth. Something is making you go eat breakfast. Something is getting you to school every day. Mm-hmm. It's motivation. It's everywhere. But it matters of how you feel about it. It could be in a song. It could be a little note that you sing. It could be just driving to school and seeing a green light.
Yeah.
Something is motivation, and you have to remember as a kid or anybody that's listening is that motivation is not a negative, it's not a bad, it's not a wrong, not a right. It's what you feel that gets you going in the morning. So that's how I always felt like when I was growing up. I figured out ways to motivate myself, and I didn't care for somebody else telling me that that's a terrible motivation. It just works for me. So always remember, when it comes to motivation, it's what works for you. It's not a right or wrong to it. It's what works for you.
Rojo, I like what you said, and I got a question for you. Do you think in today's world with kids, do you think it may actually be harder for them to find what works for them? Because what you're saying is so true, but man, they got so many distractions, and everybody's like, well, I got to be great at this, be great at that. Like, when we came up, there wasn't a lot of options. Like, okay, you a straight A student? I'm like, no. Okay, well, you better learn how to play the football or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want to get out of this house, you'll be like, right, you better figure it. So there was only a couple paths, right? You guys knew from your neighborhoods and from your families, like, okay, you could do this, you could do that. But there wasn't like 50 choices. At least not for, I imagine there wasn't like that many choices. So, but today's kids, they got so many choices. Mm-hmm. Like,
they got so many choices, but people can break down those choices as well. And the same way that you feel like this is, oh, that's a good motivation. Yeah. It might be another person that you see on Instagram or on social media that's tearing down that motivation that you felt that was motivating you. But you have to remember that it's personal. It's you that's making this motivation. If you're making it motivation, sky's the limit, because guess what? You found your motivation. Can nobody take that from you unless you allow it by listening, reading the social media, the outlets, people tearing it down like, oh, that's a bad motivation, or why are you motivated because of that? You got to shut that out and remember what you're here for. Remember that you're the one that's taking this road. You're taking this drive of your life, you know? So,
and I think kids don't realize this. I think they do a little bit, but as you get older, you start to notice it. How much more attractive is a human being when they're driven about something? When you meet a guy, girl, anyway, doesn't matter their age, but you see them driven. Like, for example, Rosie, we talked about your son. Like, you know, both of our sons, they're not carbon copies of us.
Nope.
Right? Like, they have their own thoughts, their own feelings. We're like, you guys want to play Pokemon? What are you talking about, man? We got this over here. Like, yeah, Mike. We didn't have no Pokemon cards growing up, right? It was like, so, but my point in saying that is that having them to allow them to find what motivates them and allowing them to have those things, it makes, when you see your son, let's say it's about reading a book, right? Mm-hmm. And he's all into this book series and he's telling you, Dad, okay, here's the cool thing about it. For me, when I first heard my son saying these things I thought were stupid, I'm like, yeah, whatever, I dismissed it. And then now I'm like, wait, I show more interest in it now because I'm like, this is just practice for him being locked in and motivated to do something. Passion can be taken and put in other things as long as it's, like you said, as long as it's personal to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's so attractive when I see my son locked in on something. The only thing that's unattractive is when he becomes obsessed with something that takes away from all the other things he should be doing. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's the only one. But I like what you said there, Roger, because that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, dude, as adults, man, it's way more attractive when you're taken from a professor, a teacher who actually loves what they're teaching, versus a professor who's like, all right, well, here you go. I'm
just sitting there.
Pay 73. And they're not, because think about it, like, I've been interested in stuff that I thought was lame, but the person was really passionate about it. So I'm like, I gave it a chance at least. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But it's defining the motivation. Like we said in that question, it's like, you have motivation everywhere. Like, it's you that has to figure out where that motivation is, because it's you that's going through it.
And it can come from unlikely sources too, right, Kay?
Yep. It can come from anywhere. Like I said, it can come from as simple as, like I said earlier, stopping at a stoplight. And it's like, oh, ding, you know, like the idea pop up in your head of like, okay, this motivation, you know, but it's up to the kid to find it, or up to us as human beings being able to find something that motivation, but personal for us. So it's not a right or a wrong.
You know what's crazy? We're talking about someone's talking about reading a book, and I love the book The Alchemist, because it's all about like finding your personal legend.
Yeah.
Like in this life. And so that, like, your guys' conversation is just reminding me that, like, everybody's personal legend is just different. Like, it's you versus you. You got to figure out what boils inside of you that's going to get you going. And so, man, I think that's what it's all about, life, man. It's just figuring out what's true to you. Like you said, Kaz, like, stop trying to chase after this avatar of a facade that everybody else is doing. Like, what about you? What is it that you love? What is it that you do? Because at the end of the day, we don't need another copy of someone else. We want to know what is true to you. And so, you know, I love
it. People want to stand out, Kenneth. You're right. People want to stand out. And so they want to, like, they almost want to be motivated on the things that make them different, but other people are also doing. Right. So, I want to be different. I want to do this. Like, well, shoot, everybody's doing that same thing. That ain't really that different, you know? But what makes you very attractive, and I truly feel really highly motivated people, they're attractive, they're influential, and people are paying attention to them. Because it's amazing when you see someone so locked in on whatever their craft is, sports, art, whatever it is, right? You're like,
Tom Brady.
That person's that person's a serious person, right? Mm-hmm. So, when we're talking about kids though, and when you hear kids be like, yeah, I'm losing motivate, or I don't find things that motivate myself. Well, think about it. Maybe there's some things about themselves that are boring. Mm. What I mean by that, meaning usually people that are influence you, that are really highly motivated people, they're taking some sort of a risk, or they're making some sort of a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So they're sacrificing, like, hey, hanging out with their friends to be the best DJ they could possibly be. Mm-hmm. I had one of those friends growing up, like, he was a cool kid, but he's kind of a nerd, because all he did was just go to album stores, buy albums. I mean, this kid was just like all about the music, all about the music. And then one day we're a senior in high school, he's a really good DJ, and that didn't happen overnight. Mm. Like, he didn't have like really talent for it. He just taught himself how to be a really good DJ. And so we're all like, oh, so all those times we're hanging out, acting stupid, doing stuff like that, you were getting really good at this thing. So he had to make that sacrifice. Guess what? We all were attracted to him because of that. He was scrawny, 130 pounds, couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, but he had some clout with us because he went off on, found his own thing.
Right.
And so now we all admired him for not being like us. So some of the advice I give to young people is that if you really want to be motivated, you got to understand what motivates human beings. Doing something that benefits the lives of other people. If it's art, making really good art. Mm-hmm. If you want to benefit the lives of your peers, well, let's say your peers are really into Pokemon. Well, then learning everything you can learn about Pokemon is going to make your peers come to you, ask you questions. You can be a resource of information. They look at you at a high level because you're the Pokemon man. Right. Mm-hmm. Or over here, it's like, yeah, you're the football guy. You're this. So finding something that makes you really, like you said, something personal, something that makes you stand out, but it's standing out, not because it's different, not because it's the same of other people. It's right. Because you're willing to make the sacrifices to put into that thing that you're going to be able to talk about it on a level that other people can't.
Mm. Ooh, you know, what's a crazy counter argument to this, or I guess the flip side of this.
Yeah.
I wonder if the person asking this is saying, like, because he said, I'm looking for motivation, but I just can't find it. I'm wondering if, like, whatever he's wanting to do, people are like kind of like throwing like shade and so on, it to where he's like insecure about it now, and he's like,
impossible.
Well, I guess that's not for me anymore, and like now he's losing motivation because people around him is telling him
so all the things he really wants to do got shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if that's one other thing just to think about, you know.
Well,
and he can't find the motivation.
Yeah, no, if that's the case, good point, because that very well could be the case. I love those stories, man. Those are so many stories out there where some of the greatest people, what they did, they'll tell the story how everybody thought they're crazy. Like, what do you want to do that for? Like, that's stupid, whatever. But like Rojo said, they just had something that triggered their brain, like, I like this. I think I could be good at this, or I got a talent for this, or I just enjoy doing it. you know, you hear the same stories all the time. Whenever you listen, like whenever I listen to a podcast that happened to have a comedian on it, they always tell these stories. So like for 15 years, they bombed. Nobody laughed at the jokes. And, right. And like, there's nothing worse than like when you try to tell a joke and they're like, wah, wah. Like right. When I say worse, there's a lot of things worse, but it's like socially embarrassing. It's socially painful, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they got better, they got better, they got better. And all of a sudden now they got stadium seats and arenas and stuff like right. that. I like to hear those things because just because to that young kid out there that's maybe saying, oh, all the things I'm really passionate about got shut down. Well, assuming those things aren't illegal or assuming those things aren't unhealthy for you, did it really get shut down or did you not get the support you wanted when you talked about it? So this is what I tell all kids in the situation. Shut your mouth and go do it and talk about it after you've been doing it. Here's the reason why. Adults don't take kids serious when they're just, and adults don't take other adults serious when they're like, every time you see someone, hey, what are you doing? I start a new company next week. What are you doing? I start a different company. Oh, screw that old company. You know what I mean? Like, and then kids like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to be an archaeologist 2 weeks later. What are you doing? I'm going to save marine life, seals and sharks and dolphins. Okay. Next week, what are you doing? I'm going to be a police officer. It's like, okay. Right. Like, so they're bouncing around, they're doing all these types of things. And if you're not supported by something that you want to do because you said, hey, I want to do this, and people crap on it, they shut it down, you may not even get a chance to get going, and it got already got dissed on. So just do it. As cheesy that may sound, Nike, don't post about it, please. All the young people out there, do not post about your life journey. Do not post about what you're gonna do. Do not post about the collaboration you made with a friend to start a company that's not a real company, because if I Google it on the state of Utah website, it's not on there, right? Like all these things that young people will say, they say these things out front of themselves, and then they get some bad feedback, some people crap on it, some people diss on it, and next thing you know, they go, oh, I can't do that now. Well, if they would have just done it and working on it, got the momentum, all the naysayers and all the haters could come out and they'd just be like brushing off, because like, no, I already have too much confidence that what I'm doing is meaningful and it's helpful. You guys just hating. Mm-hmm. Just do it instead of talking about it, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or as they say on OG Therapy, real G's move in silence.
You don't say that.
All right. Well, I think we answered that question pretty deeply. So thank you for whoever sent that question in. And as a reminder, you can follow all of us on Instagram, some of us on some other platforms, but myself just on Instagram, David_KOZLOWSKI_. And that's on Instagram. Rojo and K-Scott, where can they follow you?
For me, it's on Instagram, it's Robert L. Johnson 32. And then for my Twitter, it's the Rojo 32 for Twitter.
Oh, and then me, KScott_2 on my Instagram and my Twitter handles.
Yep. And if you want to support us even further, get some extra bonus content that we've been doing for the past couple of years and see our somewhat beautiful faces on the actual screen instead of just listening to our voices, you can go to Patreon and do a monthly subscription, just a couple bucks a month, get all the videos, 2 years past of extra content. Like I said, all you gotta do is go to www.patreon.com/lightthefights and you get all that extra ear candy for you there. So thank you guys as always for submitting the questions. Thanks for listening to OG Therapy. And just remember, when life, all the struggles in life, financial struggles, mental, emotional struggles got you down on your knees, it's all good. You can come listen to your OGs. Until next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.